This is Normie from ZombieCast and Knuckleballer Radio, and you're listening to Sean from Horribly Awkward.
This is Aaron from The Hollywood Outsider, and thanks for listening to Horribly Awkward. You're going to feel uncomfortable when this is all over.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers Podcast, and you're listening to IAMS on Horribly Awkward, motherfucker.
This is Scott with the Gaming Outsider Podcast, and you're listening to Horribly Awkward. It's not horrible, but it definitely is awkward.
Hey, this is Faye at Faye Plays on Twitter, and this is Horribly Awkward.
This is Inspector Gidget from the XD Experience. You should totally check out Horribly Awkward. Sean is the man.
Holy crap, I see a ghost. Ah! No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. A ghost? Zoinks!
Zoinks! No, seriously, but it's a ghost. I don't know who the... Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Is that Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk on Hollywood Boulevard? Holy cow. Hey, Ted, take a picture.
You see a Michael Jackson ghost doing the moonwalk. You sure it's not a Michael Jackson impersonator? There's a lot of those people down on the Hollywood Boulevard.
Hey, sir, Michael Jackson. Jackson, come here. Hello?
I think that was more of a Prince. I think I just found the Prince ghost with the woo-hoo.
I just found the Paul Rubens ghost, and he's not even dead yet. This is very creepy.
He looks that way, but he's not actually dead. He just looks like a ghost.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Prince, come here, Prince. Come here. Have you met Michael Jackson? Jamon.
Wow, you guys. Hey, Prince and Michael, you guys want to do a podcast with me and Ted? Or do you got to go?
I think that's Prince for yes.
Well, you know what? Hang out for a little bit, but all I ask for you is just don't say anything. But you can listen in, because we're about to do a podcast right here live on Hollywood Boulevard.
Would you like some pancakes? I can make you pancakes.
Wait, what kind of pancakes?
Any type of pancake. This is Prince loves making pancakes.
Oh, Prince loves making pancakes. Prince, I would love a princess pancake.
I make pancakes for all my guests.
Can you make a princess pancake?
I can make any type of pancakes.
Awesome. Can you make a podcast pancake?
I can make a podcast pancake.
Okay, well,
Prince can't do.
Get that started, man, so we can get the show started.
All right, I'll check back in a minute, see what kind of syrup you want on your pancakes.
I would like a lot of syrup.
Syrup's fucking great on pancakes. Syrup's great. Pancakes are so good.
Epic fail, guys. The first epic fail, because Tedekin is on the podcast and he is a horrible person. And we're about to get started. We're about to get horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 12 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean Fuller. As always, another podcast and another fan-frickin-tastic guest.
Yeah, that's not true. Fantastic guest.
Yeah, dude, shut the hell up, dude. Guest, whoever you are, shut up. First and foremost, I mean, thanks for the interruption.
And you said another fantastic guest. That would imply you've had other fantastic guests.
Thanks for the interruptions. Thank you, dude. I didn't invite you here. I'm trying to do my intro. Can I do my intro?
Well, you can try to do your intro.
All right. First and foremost, thank you for listening or downloading or streaming the show. However you're doing it, however you're listening, I appreciate it. If you're on iTunes, you can go ahead and rate me 5 stars. If you're on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. And also find me on Twitter at...
Wait, you have to beg. You're having to beg for 5 stars and thumbs up.
All right,
why don't you let them review it how they want? It's like, so you're basically saying, give me 5 stars or a thumbs up. What if they don't want to give you 5 stars? What if they want to give 1 star or thumbs down? Are they free to do that?
No, dude, I'm done. I'm trying to promote my show. I mean, I'm done. This is over.
I just don't understand the go and give me five. Everybody go to iTunes and be sure to give me 5 stars. Everyone says that on every show.
Oh God, you're right.
But what if they don't feel it's a 5-star show? Can't they just go and say maybe it's a 4-star show to them?
Give me a 4 stars, but if you're on Stitcher,
4 stars is a fine rating.
Give me a thumbs up on Stitcher, at least. And thank you. You know what? I'm done. Podcast over. Later.
See the thing about the star as opposed to the thumbs, there's no like thumb halfway. It's either like it or you don't. The stars, there's degrees of liking it. You can like, you know, it's okay, but I don't love it. There's nothing in the middle. So the thumbs, you know what, I'll say give them a thumbs up, sure, but the stars, go to town with the stars. Do whatever you want.
All right, well, thank you. I mean, this podcast is over. If you guys want to find me, just go ahead and find me on awkward_podcast and let me know how you wish you would have
heard
the rest.
Or you can look at the Child Protective Services database for Sean Fuller. He's on the watch list.
I have a Facebook page, blah, blah, blah. I do have a voicemail, 510-600-3475. That's for people unlike this guest. He's not allowed to leave voicemails. And when he does, I delete them. But if you are not this guest, this person, I will not mention his name.
You wish you were this guest.
Okay, but seriously, done with the intro. I'm back in it, you guys. From an old school podcast, super cool podcast, the Spooky Hour, Horror Hour, and from everyone's favorite zombie cast. And
finally some truth on this show. Super
yes,
cool.
Yes. And from the brand new, just created, the creator, the writer, the illustrator, the man from Combat Kids, you guys. Combat Kids, the cartoon. I don't know if it's a cartoon or if it's a series, but hopefully we see more soon. But you guys, Mr. Ted Bracewell.
Yay.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk now.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Ted Bracewell here. Nice to be here, Sean. Sean's one of my internet pals, and we've been on several shows together. Now I'm here on this one.
You don't have to come on the show to blow me, but I mean, I appreciate it. I'll sit back and relax.
Well, I figure we should make the blowing public for a change instead of behind closed doors like usual.
Anyways, dude, yeah, man, I'm glad you came on. I've been wanting to do some one-on-ones, man, and like the your animation, Combat Kids, is like at 300 and what is it, 300K?
325-ish, something like that. It gets I am obsessed with checking the stats. Well, not as much as I was when it first came out, but it's still getting like 5,000 to 10,000 a day, which is kind of nuts.
Dude, that's insane, man.
Views a day. So I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy because like. I do YouTube, or I don't really do YouTube, but I know a lot of people that are on YouTube, and I've never tried much with it, but I'll every now and then make a little thing, and you put it up, you're like, that's a good little video, and it gets 62 views ever. In 2 years, it'll get 62 views. So it's weird to have something up that you check it and you go, oh, it only got 5,000 a day. That's disappointing. You know, it's kind of weird to have something that's actually popular.
It is. I mean, this video, man, is truly impressive. I mean, I'm not just saying that. You know, I really love it. I love animation. I know the dude. Dude, I'm friends with the dude who made it. It just makes me feel. It just makes gives me pumped up to promote it any ways I can, whether or not like my numbers of whoever I promote to make a difference. But it does. I mean, every single person who watches a video or listens to a podcast matters just as much as 2,000, but I'm looking on your thing right now. It's 324,846 views. And dude, you got like 8,443 thumbs ups. Dude, that's awesome.
Yay. So yeah, and I appreciate everybody liking it. So the response was overwhelmingly positive and out of nowhere. I mean, I when I was making it, I was like, I think this is pretty good. But then it came out and I was like kind of blown away by how much people liked it. But thank you, everybody watched it.
Let me cut you off, dude. Let me cut you off. We've done this on Horrible Gamers. I'm going to cut you off because I remember talking to you on through Facebook Messenger because we're buddies. We're friends. We get personal. You're like, hey, I got this thing that's going to change the world. I'm like, oh, what is it? You're like, Combat Kids. And I'm like, oh, cool. You're like, here's a clip. Here's like a 5-second clip.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Then I showed you a clip and you were like, oh my God.
I was like, yeah, that's so professional. Show me this little clip. It's going to change the world. Now it comes out, Mr. Ted, like, I'm so humble. I didn't know it was going to do. I thought maybe I'd get 63 hits over 5 years. And, oh, dude, this is such a good film. I mean, it's 25 minutes, so it's like a whole episode of, basically, it's like a whole episode of, like, South.
Yeah, it's like a whole TV episode of a show.
But it's, I'm looking at everything. I'm like, I'm seeing all the detail. I mean, the artwork is so good. You know, you're actually like very creative. When I watch something, the reason I love South Park, I'm just going to compare it to South Park for a second. It's because you watch South Park.
That's fine. That's what most people do.
Not because of the animation style. More of like the Family Guy approach where you're watching it and something happens that you could not account for. Something very random. Just you're like, oh, wow, that caught me by surprise, which makes it special. when you watch this whole 25-minute video, man, there's, like, all kinds of stuff. They're like, wow, you know, the loading screens, and I don't want to take too much away from the people, but, like, the kite stuff, I mean, it's all, like, stuff that you would not anticipate, which I like.
Well, yeah, that's why I've enjoyed watching the well, first of all, people that have seen it know it's obvious I know a lot about Mortal Kombat. It's my favorite video game franchise, and that's been one of the biggest feedbacks. It's like, God, you know a lot about MK. Well, yeah, I know, like, way too much about MK, but it's the funnest thing about watching reaction videos my goal with that cartoon, or one of my main goals, which I think I kind of nailed, was it's kind of to trick people. Like, I didn't put up any pictures of gore on the Facebook page, and was kind of lull people in with the first, like, 5 minutes. It's like the cutest cartoon you've ever seen. It's just adorable. And then something happens, like, okay, this is getting a little weird, and then suddenly it goes in an instant from being, you know, kind of cute to, like, holy crap, this is, like, X-rated, the goriest thing I've ever seen. So, I mean, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be a moment when people watch it and went, oh, my God, that didn't just happen, did it? And that seems to be the reaction, that when you watch reaction videos, everybody, when that one moment happens, they're like, oh, my God, you're not, oh, my God, he did. And then it keeps getting worse. Like, if something happens and it gets a little worse, and it gets a lot worse. To one character, Johnny Cage, I'll say that. because, you know, like, he gets stuck, well, it's been on a month of spoil. He gets stuck on a spike, you're like, oh, that's terrible. Then his heart pops out, like, oh, that's terrible. Then he gets his heart eaten and his face eaten off by Melina. And it's like, oh, he just keeps getting worse.
That's what's great about it. I love cartoons, I love movies that start off really slow. They let you ease into, like, here's the characters having a good time. Even a game like Assassin's Creed 3, which everybody hated because you're playing as a little kid, you're running around playing tag and stuff, and all, then, you know, it takes like 6 hours to get into the game. But I love any kind of media that does that, where it goes from one speed to the next speed in just like 1 second.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, it's like, here's a bunch of kids having a picnic, oh, blah blah blah, they're eating sandwiches, oh, they're having fun, they're playing on the merry-go-round, and boom, a bomb hits and everyone goes crazy. I mean, that's kind of like what I feel like when I watch Combat Kids.
That's what I was hoping for. That seems to be a lot of people's responses. Wow, that escalated quickly. I get that comment a lot, so hopefully there'll be more Combat Kids. I've been trying to work on some stuff.
You should. My suggestion, you could throw us out the window, is do like smaller 5-minute episodes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's totally the goal. Because that, as cool as that 25-minute cartoon is, that took a very long time, and you just can't – I can't do that anymore. And if I was getting paid to do it, maybe, but I can't do it anymore. And it's also, you don't want to keep people waiting for 6 months to get another cartoon.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot of work, man. I'm honestly impressed when I watch this. Like, how do you do this? How is the blood splatter like that on the brain falls out and the sound effects? And I know you got a lot of mutual friends that we kind of both know as doing all the voices and stuff. But it's like, that's so much work. I mean, just for us to do this podcast, it'd be like an hour and a half. Who knows? You know, then me to edit audio only, where I don't really have to edit much. You know, that could take me another hour. And then I'm trying to, like, wow, what would I do if I had video to edit and I had to illustrate it and I had to create it and I had to write it and I had to think about what's going to happen next and how it's going to flow and how fast the person walks. And I'm like, my head is about to explode.
Yeah, dude. And I have a lot of, like, anxiety problems and I overthink things. And yeah, it almost killed me. I'm not even kidding. Like, there were times and it was, like, not even remotely close to dumb when I would have to just stop and I'd go, like, lie in bed and just sit there with my eyes closed and think. And I just go, like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? I can't even get my head around everything that has to happen. And it's just, you get this done and you have this, you get all the little things done, and then it's like, okay, now I got to work on the sound effects. And you're going through every single shot and you're like, every little thing needs a sound effect. Every stinking, like, okay, the seesaw needs a creaky sound. Okay, now the kids walking need sounds of the feet touching the grass. And yeah, I mean, I don't even want to. It makes me dizzy to even think about.
It makes me dizzy. I can't even imagine. How do you get, like, okay, is this the seesaw that has a sound? Okay, where do you find something like that? Where do you go look for a sound for that?
There's a website I gotta find. I can send you. It's called Find Sound. I don't even know what it's called, but it had a shitload of sounds. And YouTube is another one. And you just YouTube has a lot of sound effects archives where you can just download, you know, convert from YouTube to MP3. And you go there and you just type in things like wood creaking sound effect, and you get up, you'll find sound effects of wood creaking, and you go, okay, that could work for a seesaw. So you get the sound, you throw it in Audacity, you crop it how you want it, you throw it in Premiere, you sync it up to the video. And the sound was also in stereo that some people have noticed. If you listen to it on headphones, it is full stereo sound as well. So not only did I put sound in, I made it stereo. So when shit is supposed to be coming out of the right channel, it comes out of the right channel. When stuff flies across the screen.
You say stereo?
Yeah, the combat kit sound effects are in stereo.
I've never heard anyone ever say stereo. I just thought it was stereo.
Stereo.
That's well, weird. You know, same thing. Yeah, you threw me off for a while. I thought maybe you messed up, and then you said it three times. I'm like, oh, someone says it different. I mean, that's cool when people say stuff different.
Well, I'm from the South, so maybe I say it weird, but I don't know. But yeah, but if a character's on the right side of the screen and they talk, their voice is a little louder out of the right channel. I mean, yeah. I was very every detail of that cartoon, I put 110% into.
I did notice that at a couple of parts because I do have like Bose speakers on my computer, so I watched it on my computer and I got a left and a right, and you can see how the sound shifts.
Yeah.
That's definitely cool, man. I can't even imagine, man. Like, I would love to get into this because, I mean, I grew up, I used to be an artist. No, I'm not really an artist, but I used to draw a lot. You know, I used to make a lot of those flip books, you know, like you do.
I used to love those.
Yeah, I used to do, like, a lot of skateboard ones. So I did do all the cool tricks that I couldn't do as an amateur skateboarder. Like, all my flip book characters were badass, dude. They could do whatever, do hard flip onto handrails, like monster handrails, and stop halfway and go back up the handrail, man. They could do that. My flip book characters were badass, dude.
That's what I love about animation. It's like, you know, I think, I don't want to rip on anybody else's work or anything, but you look at like other Mortal Kombat fan films around the net, and they're all pretty bad. You know, they're really kind of shitty and not well done. And that's what I think one of the benefits animation has is you can't really create a professional-looking live-action film as easily as I think you can create a professional-looking cartoon, if you have the skills to do it, I guess. You know, and Mortal Kombat doesn't translate to live-action that well. To me, it's too over-the-top and ridiculous. But in cartoon form, you know, it's just fine. So, I mean, I like that animation. You can kind of, whatever you have in your head, you can do. As in like in live-action, if I wanted to have Kung Lao's hat flying through the woods and cutting a guy in half, that's pretty much impossible for me to do by myself in live action. But a cartoon, you think, oh, I'm going to do that in a couple hours, you have it.
Yeah, and is the next one going to be 3D? That's what we want, dude. We want a 3D combat kid.
Well, it's pretty much anything you could think of, you can achieve. If you have the patience to do it, you can achieve it in animation. And
Could you do a 3D? Is that out of your realm?
Yeah, I don't have the ability. Is there a filter you can buy or download to convert something to 3D? I don't know.
Yeah, I always wondered how that works. I mean, maybe you take the characters and you do that blue and red and you separate them.
Yeah.
That would be badass if the next one's 3D.
What's kind of cool, though, is yesterday, I think it was yesterday, they announced the Combat Pass 2, which is the four new characters coming.
Oh, yeah.
To Mortal Kombat. It's Leatherface, the alien, and Bo Raicho, who was in the first one, who did all the puking and farting. But I saw that and I was instantly like, oh my god, I get to draw baby Leatherface. That's gonna be so great.
Oh yeah, Leatherface. Wait, the alien from Aliens?
Yeah, the alien from Aliens is in it in Leatherface. So they're gonna be in there with Jason and the Predator now.
Really?
So are already in it.
Alien. That seems like a weird character to play in a fighting game.
Yeah, I love it's gonna work. But I was stoked about the Leatherface thing. I see that coming, and I have already drawn baby Leatherface. He does exist. I'm looking at him right now, in fact. So, baby Leatherface.
Does he got the apron?
You know what? Since we're buddies, you and I are buddies, I'll send you a picture of it on Facebook right now. But just don't put it on the internet because it's a big surprise.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see the secret. You can even show me over the Skype video later. That way, no one else can see it.
I mean, I'll send you a picture at the moment. When I have him doing something, I'll send it.
Because, dude, I can't be trusted, man. I'm like, guys, check this out. Just don't tell nobody. And they're like, guys, check this out. Just don't tell nobody. And all of a sudden.
But yeah, but the thing about me is I don't really give a shit. I'm like, oh, really? Unless it's something super personal. Like something like, oh, he showed my combat kids drawing to somebody. Ooh, I don't really care. If I told you some deep, dark secret and you went and blabbed, I'd be a little annoyed. But your Facebook. You can go see it.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to tell anybody about... Like, you told me not to tell anybody about your herpes on all of your face.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's why we're not on. That's why I didn't want to be on webcam tonight. I have a massive herpes outbreak over my mouth right now.
I'll edit that out. Hold on. Let me leave a pause here so I know where to
edit
it out.
That's not true, ladies. Any ladies listening?
It's
not true.
Trust me. There's no ladies listening to Horribly Awkward. No,
Rachel Drummond might be listening.
She probably doesn't listen. Rachel Drummond, who I did the podcast with last week, yeah, she's amazing. And you know what? I love the Australian accent. It's like one of my favorites.
I know this girl named Maud, who you can look her up. She's popular on YouTube, named Maud Garrett. And she has an Australian accent. She's already like pretty to begin with, but when you hear that voice, it's just like, will you be my wife?
Yeah, just be my wife. Just be my
wife. Just give me a break and be my wife. I mean, come on.
Give me a break. Or just let's. All we need is a phone relationship because I just want to hear your voice. I mean, you have a.
Yeah, she's like a. She's really pretty huge Star Wars fan, and she's like, "Hello, everybody, it's me, Molly, reporting live." And it's just like, "I love you."
Yeah, just leave me a voicemail. How about this? Just leave me a voicemail every day. Just say hi, hello, Sean. I love you. I can't do accents.
I'll send you a videos of her. You can watch those and see.
Yeah.
After you look at Leatherface on Facebook, you can look at this chick.
Also, I love Indian accents. Indian American.
You mean like the what's that movie where the guy's stuck on the raft?
Yes.
I know the movie where the kid's stuck on the raft.
Yeah.
Because he has that crazy hot girlfriend before he gets on the raft, and she has that accent. Oh, you know the girl from the first Rise of the Planet of the Apes, James Franco's girlfriend, who's the vet. Oh, that girl is stunning, and she has an Indian accent. Oh,
I can't remember that. I know that movie's freaking amazing, man. I was kind of sad that he wasn't in the second movie, but I guess, you know, the story had to change.
He was just in a video. They found the video.
Yeah, that movie caught me by surprise. I saw the trailer for that movie, and I was like, I'm never going to watch that. That looks stupid. And then all of a sudden, Joe Rogan, he went and saw it, and he talked about it on his podcast. I'm like, wow, that movie sounds amazing. And I went and saw it, and I was floored, dude. I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, dude, I love both of those Planet of the Apes remakes. I thought the second one was even better than the first, and they're making the third one right now.
Yeah, the second one had the goofy one who acted all goofy with the guns. Oh, that was such a great moment.
Oh, yeah, because I love they set up in the first one. That he was one of the main apes in the first one, Koba.
Yeah,
and I loved his name. And I also loved in that second one, spoils, you just assume when you're watching, okay, it's going to be the apes are all innocent and the people are all evil as normal, and the evil humans are going to cause all the problems. No, the people are, like, all nice. The apes are the ones who actually cause all the problems and start the war.
I
thought that was kind of clever.
Stop the humans!
Yeah, Koba started the whole war. One of the apes caused the whole thing. The people were actually genuinely good in that movie. So I liked that twist on the normal cliched Hollywood storytelling of evil people doing, like Avatar, the people are all bad.
But dude, that moment in the first movie where Caesar just goes, no! I was like, I got chills. I got the chills. My arm hair stood up and I was like, wow, this is so fucking amazing. Oh god, I was excited. Ah, oh, it was a good movie. Anyways, yeah, guys, let's go backtrack a little bit before we move on. Everybody go watch Combat Kids. Okay?
Watch it 37 times each, please.
37 times. Just keep refreshing that page. Yeah, like, and
I don't know how hits work on It's like, is every time you go to YouTube are they unique IPs, or is it like if you went to my YouTube and watched it 50 times, would that account for 50 hits? 50 views? I'm not sure.
I went on one of my videos and I kept hitting refresh, and like it did add a couple numbers, but not as many times as I refreshed it.
Because I think it has to be IP. I could be wrong, just because people, you know, monetize videos, so and monetization is based on how many views you get. So it's like if it was based strictly on individual views like that, I mean, couldn't you and your friends just go to your video a million times and you get a bunch of fake hits and you'd be getting more money?
Yeah,
so it seems like you could scam the system too easily.
Are you definitely be able to set up some kind of automated bot that just refresh the page constantly? You know, that was for an internet, for a guy who knows how to work a computer and make a program, some sort of like app or something. I definitely think that would be easy to do, and then everybody would have huge views and be making money off those stupid commercials that you get stuck in. Ugh, I hate when you get stuck in a minute one. It doesn't give you the option to like skip it.
I honestly have ad block up just because of YouTube, because I understand that's how they make their money, but at the same time you'll go to YouTube to watch a 30-second clip and they'll make you watch a 30-second commercial. And yeah. I'm like the commercial's longer than the clip I want to watch. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so dumb. I understand why it's there, but it's like as soon as they start doing that on YouTube, it's just, he's like, I want to watch something real quick. Hey, check out this little 30-second clip. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got to wait for this Tide commercial.
I'm okay if they give you the option where, you know, after 5 seconds you can skip. That's fine. Because I'm like, you know what? I don't care what your ad's for. You're not going to make me buy anything. You're just wasting my time.
There has been a couple of times where it started showing a movie preview that I didn't know of the movie or seen it, and I've watched the whole preview because of it, and I didn't skip it. But other than that, I've seen movie previews. I've already seen this preview. I've been sent to movies lately and seen it every time I went, so I don't want to watch this preview for Jurassic World again. I've seen the preview 50 million times.
Right.
Skip. It's the same. This is like when people get to this part of the podcast, they just skip the rest of it.
That's okay.
Yeah, now that we've already talked about combat, it's...
But I want your live reaction. Go look at your Facebook. I want your live reaction to my Leatherface.
Oh, right now?
Can you go to Facebook while you're on the show?
Yeah, I can go to Facebook or on the... You can't see my
go
face,
check,
though.
Go check your messages. And I also sent you, I'll send you a video of hottie Australian girl. You want to hear a hot accent?
Oh, hottie Australian? Ooh, yeah, that's fucking badass, dude. Oh, I like it. That's him. That's Leatherface. That's really cool, man. I like it. I love the way the lips look like that. That's fucking badass, dude, Ted. Oh, man, I kind of want to draw little horror characters now.
I drew that last night. Pretty much right after they announced it, I was like, "Oh God, I got to draw Leatherface. That's fun."
You know, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun to see the result when you do the whole thing.
I love when you take something so demented and dark and twisted as somebody—a killer, a serial killer, a whore, villain—and you turn it into something cute. Like, oh, this kid right here, I'd probably like pat him on the back and say, "Good job, good job."
Yeah, he's an adorable Leatherface, and you guys will hopefully be seeing him soon. But he, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Here's what? Hot Australian girls. I'm sending to your Skype now. I know the girl on the right. I do not know the girl. The girl on the left is her roommate. I've never met her, but I'm friends with the girl on the right.
Oh, let's see. Oh, well, here we go. I got a commercial to watch. It's a Wells Fargo commercial. Stagecoast and Snowman. Ooh, I can skip it though. Skip it.
Look at these two girls. Look at these two Australian babes. They're roommates, and they must get hounded nonstop.
Oh yeah.
If they have male neighbors, I guarantee you they are being completely spied on.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
Look at those two.
Oh, they're like one girl's like picking her other girl's face. What's going on in this video?
Yeah, they love each other.
This is not for audio. You know this girl?
I know the girl on the right.
Oh, she does a podcast.
Yeah, I've hung out with her at conventions a couple times.
Oh, this is a podcast. I guess it's a different form of podcast. They do very short podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah, they do movie minute where they take 1 minute real quickly. Well, they claim it's a minute, even though it'll be like five, but they review a movie.
Is it like John Jacobson's 10-second spotlight?
I think it was on 30 minutes, yeah. But yeah, they're hot and they're Australian, so.
Yeah, I love Australians. I love hot.
If you guys want to see what we're talking about, go look up Alicia Malone and Maude Garrett. On YouTube, you'll see the girls we're talking about.
Yeah, look up. But before you do that, hold on. Before you do that, go look up Combat Kids.
Go look up Combat Kids and watch that 37 times. And then while you're on YouTube, type into the search bar Alicia Malone or Maude Garrett and watch them if you want to see pretty Australian girls.
Yes, 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 yes. But Ted, man, so what's up with you, dude? I honestly don't know what's up with you. You're very secret. I say hi sometimes. You tell me to F off.
I don't think I've ever told anybody to F off in my life.
Well,
I've told them privately in my head to F off, never to their face.
Yeah, hey, you're in the social dozen as well, right?
I believe I am, yes.
You believe? I'm not even sure. Yeah.
I one problem I have is I don't really pay attention to much. I really have a problem where I don't even, like Zombie Cast, they'll say, okay, the guest is coming on, and I have no clue who the guest even is because I just don't pay attention, and it's a problem I have. So I've been told that I'm on this new show coming out, and that's all I know. I don't know anything else.
So we're in there. It's like, yeah, it's like me, you, and Jesus, and Michael, and Sean.
Jesus.
Freeman.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
And Sean and Matt and Norma. Norma's the lone woman on there, apparently.
Should we get more women? Should we make it like the social dozen plus?
We could call it the Baker's dozen and have 13 and put another girl on there.
Well, you know, I know definitely another girl who wants to be on there, who is Gidget. Lynn from the XD Experience. She's like, I'm not a part of it. Fuck you guys.
I think it could use another girl or two, but then you have to go and tell two people to leave. And I mean, is it Is it gonna? Are we gonna leave? I don't know if you want to leave. So who has to get fired from the show to replace? It's like you and I go and say we need two more women, and they do like a poll, and then you and I are the two that are thrown out.
Yeah, it's just we could do like a delete roulette. So we just kind of we all gotta like just spin a board with all of our names on it, and boop, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Let me see who's on the show. I'll tell you right now, you should leave just to cause some drama before the show starts.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing, and it's like. We can have guests and stuff. I'll tell you, you know, it's gonna be cool. There's 12 of us, so Yogi Zilla and Eddie Rotten, Sean Freeman, Michael, you, me, okay, Matt.
Let me see if I can tell who some of these guys. I'm not exactly sure who they are. Let's see. There's Matt Bradford, me, Sean, Norma. That's Gabe. That's Yogi in the bottom right. You in the bottom center. That's So Doom. Okay, who's the guy with the beard? On the left, it looks me. It looks like he's in Metallica.
That's probably Eddie Rotten.
That's Eddie Rotten on the left. Oh, I know Eddie Rotten. I just don't know what he looks like. Bottom left with the microphone.
Yeah, I think that's Eddie Rotten, and then on the other side, Yogi. Are Yogi's in there? This is not for the audio listeners.
I don't. The thing is, I know everybody's name, but I don't know everybody's face. So.
So Combat Kids, and go watch. We'll watch Malone's Movie Minute, or Minutes, it has parentheses, the S is in parentheses, podcast. Or don't watch that. At least watch Combat Kids, because that's incredible.
Yeah.
And Ted's supposed to come drive to Fresno pretty soon and like teach me how to draw and animate. So he's going to stay the week, and I'm paying him $15 a day, just like they do on jury duty.
Yeah, I've been on jury duty. That's a lot of fun.
Just like jury
they don't give you jack shit for doing that. Five days on jury duty, they give you a free lunch and $15. It's like great.
Here's a topic I want to talk about. You probably know a little bit about it, but this is my public service announcement to the whole U.S. to everybody listening. Okay, it's super, super embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing. It sounds disgusting. When I think about it, it makes me cringe. It makes me want to, like, blow my entire apartment up. So...
I don't know.
Oh. So the other day, I get up, and I get up. First thing I usually do when I get up is turn my computer on, and I'll get some coffee, and I'll sit back at my computer. And I had, like, a bug on my neck. So I'm like, oh, look at a little beetle. This is like a couple months ago, so I put it in the toilet. I'm like, oh, you know, like bugs get around. Fresno, bugs are around. They get in your apartment. A couple weeks later, which was just the other night, Friday. What was it, Friday? Friday. So like I see another one. I'm like, what? Why the fuck are these? Where are these bugs coming from? You guys, this is super embarrassment. Please, embarrassing. Don't judge me, please. It's so gross, but I figured I need to talk about it. So like I throw it in the toilet. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And so I look up on my computer. I look up bed bugs. First thing pops up is a picture of that exact bug. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, I knew bed bugs are real. Like, sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite. But I didn't know they were a quarter of an inch. They're like blood-sucking vampire cockroaches. Like, they are real, guys. So I go to my bed, and I flip it over. And there's like in each of the corners near your head. Because they stay near your head because they come out at night and they feed on your blood. And then they go back. So this is so gross. You guys, when you're hearing this, you're like, you know, Sean is a dirty ass person. I'm not a dirty person. I hate bugs. But this probably got on me from doing work, cleaning a trash enclosure out. One of them could have got on my clothes and just came. But like they're like these little colonies, dude, right underneath my mattress. They poop blood out. So they suck your blood till they turn red and big, and then they poop the blood out. So there's all these little, like, reddish-brown spots everywhere. And there's, like, this fucking cockroaches. And they're not cockroaches. They're bed bugs.
They're little blood-sucking vampire monsters.
Dude. Oh, God.
They're like ticks, but even more devious.
So I have a bed. It was one of those beds that's on a wooden frame with the drawers underneath. So I flip a mattress. I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude. Gone. I fucking lift that motherfucker out. Up, brought it out to the dumpster because I live in apartments. Threw that out there. I took everything, the drawers and the whole frame, threw that fucking shit away. I have no fucking bed right now. Threw it all away. And those fuckers, they get around. I'm looking in the edge of the carpet. There's a couple of these shells that they shed their blood. I guess they feed And they grow, like, every time they do that, they, like, shed their shells. The female, like, this is fucking gross, dude. I'm sorry I had all the listeners.
I love gross stuff. Continue.
Okay, I'm sorry listeners have to listen to this, but I'm just, like, be aware of this shit because it is real. So they come out at night when you're sleeping. They come out, they have, like, anesthesia or whatever you call it to, like, numb your skin so you never feel it. So they suck your blood for 3 to 10 minutes. Until they get full. So if you see them in the brown, it means they haven't eaten. If you see them in the red, they're big and red. It's because they sucked all your blood. So they do that, and then they go back to where they live until the next time they need to eat. The females lay up to 5 eggs a day. 5 fucking eggs a day. So I'm like looking around, looking on my shelf. I sprayed this like bed bug spray. Man, when I think about this, if I were listening to a podcast and somebody was talking about this, I would think that person was disgusting. But fuck it, I'm talking about it.
Hey, I've got a roach problem in my apartment. It's fine. We all have problems.
Roaches are nasty. I've had those. Those are different. But
they don't
ones,
get on you and drink your blood.
So these ones literally they see infrared. They only see the heat. So they come and when they get closer to you, they can see the most vulnerable spot where they can suck blood. So they see that as like bright red. I just watched videos on it.
They're like little predators.
They're little predators. Exactly. They're little predators. They suck your blood and then they go back and they live. They usually nest like close to your head, so because that's the most exposed part when you're sleeping, so they can just come out, eat, and go back. Like, I found a couple of these. I found like one of my closets, and now my whole room. I'm having to like wrap everything up, wash all my clothes, vacuum everything, and get everywhere I possibly can. It's like I feel like I'm moving out right now. It fucked my whole weekend up because I was like, I'm gonna play some Fallout 4. Nope, I guess I'm not doing that.
Could you bug bomb the apartment?
Yes, they're going to come tomorrow. They're sending some people out tomorrow, but I don't even think we're fully prepped for it. They haven't got out of my room as far as I know. The bad thing I did is I took my bed and brought it outside, so I had to go through my apartment. They could have fallen out, which is the fucked up thing. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to contain it. But like I am seriously a bug freak, and I was like, I got to get this shit out now. I'm like, no, I'm not thinking about it. I'll just buy a new bed. And like, I don't think they got out of my room, but I really do think they got on my work because when I clean trash enclosures at work, sometimes people throw their mattresses in there, and I may have like moved a mattress to wash around it, and I think one got on my clothes, which came back to my house, and just laid eggs, and it's so fucking
nasty.
Have
you looked up how does one of these infestations happen? There has to be like a way that they start.
They're hitchhikers, they're travelers. The most common way is you go to a hotel. Somebody had, like I have them, say I have them, and they get in a briefcase. I go to a hotel, I stay there, a couple of them get out, and then they hatch eggs, and they're or whatever happens, or and then they get into your clothes, and then they travel back. I was watching videos, and I guess it's at a rise of like 500% of cases of bed bugs.
Yeah. See, when I was a kid, bed bugs were like a mythical like thing, like sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. But they're literal things. They're actual things.
Yeah, they're little, and they're like a quarter of an inch. They're not super small. You would think they're like fleas, but they're not fleas. They look like baby cockroaches that suck your blood.
No.
It's gross, man. Like I was living with them. I remember months ago, could be 3 months, it could be 6 months. I can't recall how long ago it was, but I'm laying in bed because, you know, I'm watching a video and I remember there's a bug on me. So I'm like, yeah, a little beetle, you're living in California, bugs get in through windows. They get in, you know, like you'll have a bug here and there, you know, as long as you're not infested with them, you might not notice a bug till it crawls on you or something. And I just threw it in the toilet, flushed it, you know, and I didn't think much about it, but like they could have been there for like 6 months, dude. It makes my skin crawl, dude.
They've been watching you shower, watching you masturbate, watching you do all this dumb little perverts.
The little perverts, man. It's disgusting. Everyone check their mattresses. Flip those fuckers over and look, man. Just do it. Just because you're listening to this going, ugh, that's gross. It's gross, dude. I'm freaking out. It looks like we're moving out of our apartment. We're going to have to move everything. They want you to take all the posters off the walls because those fuckers climb up the walls. Yeah, dude, it's gross, man. It's so gross, dude. And it makes me feel like I'm a nasty person, but it has nothing to do with hygiene. It has nothing to do with being clean. It's just one of them comes, lays eggs, and they feed on your blood at night. Little bastards.
Well, I have a little, like a roach, probably these little tiny roaches, not the big brown gross ones, but I've had like a, And they've been here since I moved in, but it's not out of control, but I see them one every now and then. So I went and bought you buy those disgusting roach motels, those little brown boxes. You slide one in the corner of the kitchen, leave it there, check it 4 days later. And it's just, it is a murder scene inside of this motel. It looks like the Bates Motel in there. It's just, ugh! And there's roaches all stuck, and they're all, like, still alive, trying to pull loose, and they can't. You just heard, like, God, that's horrific. So we all have our problems.
Do you live in apartments?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing with roaches, because I've lived in apartments with roaches. Like, they spread through the apartments. Those suckers are hard. Unless everybody goes and does something about it, it's kind of hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, they were here when I moved in. The night I moved in, I left a thing out because I'd been moving all day. And I finally got in at like friggin' 3 in the morning, and I went to Taco Bell and I just threw the wrapper on the table to get it tomorrow. And I went to bed and I got up like an hour later and I turned the light on. There was like 5 roaches already around it. And I was like, what the fuck? So this is a problem that's been here since I moved in. But, ugh.
Yeah. Bed bugs feel way more personal. They were literally nesting right by my fucking head, just coming out like, ooh, look at it. Let's go out and get a meal and then go back. And yeah, bugs, dude. Bugs freak me out, dude. Bugs freak. My cousin used to like grab those June bugs. You have June bugs in LA?
I'm not sure what those are.
They're like big flying like beetles. They're not. They don't bite you. They're nothing really that scary about them. But he's like, he used to chase me around with them and shit and fuck with me. Like he put them on a fishing line through it, like a fishing hook, and he'd fly them around.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like but yeah, that's horrible. People do that to, like, I've seen people do that to dragonflies where you tie a string to it and it's like a kite and the thing can't get away. That's so mean.
He would put like the fishing hook through the body though.
No, that's, yeah, at least that's horrible. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. We'll move on from this subject. But guys, everyone get freaked out right now and check underneath your mattress. And look, if you haven't flipped if you're not like me, you don't flip your mattress that often, you just change your sheets and stuff, take a closer look. Because I'm eerie,
this
man.
Could be happening to you.
Yeah, I'm like, last night I'm playing video. I'm playing on my PC. I'm playing some games, right? And I'm like I'm sitting here. I got only my toes touching the ground, kind of like my heels up. Like I didn't like the least amount of stuff touching the ground. Like, I mean, I've been looking. I haven't really found them anywhere else. But the corner where my bed was at, like, so I think I caught it early. I watched some videos on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and watch some videos, and you see like it'll say like worst case scenario. That will make it'll make you.
I'm looking it up. I'm a big fan of gross, horrible things. I look at a lot of really horrible things on the internet that most people could not sit through. So I find it fascinating. So we'll see.
If you go on YouTube and just search, you just put bed bugs and kind of search down a little bit, you'll see like a couple of really bad ones. Where you lift up the mattress and they're just pouring out. I'm like, that person does not wash his sheets.
The sickest, most infested bed bug job infestation in Syracuse. Let's see.
Yeah, that's the gross one. Yeah, that's one of them. They're just crawling up the walls and oh, look at great.
Oh, yeah, this lady has like a million of them on her mattress.
Oh, no, that's not the one.
And there are people that are so dirty, she probably kept sleeping in the bed even though she knew that was happening.
Yeah, a lot of people will, you know, that if you look up the sheets and there's thousands of them, like that right there, that definitely means that they do not wash their sheets. Like, yeah. I mean, I found like a couple, like 20, 30, I don't know how much there was, dude. I caught it early. I'm so glad there was one on my neck the other morning, or else I could be living with that for a while. Okay, let's move on. Let's get to some fun stuff. I've been so busy dealing with all this, I haven't had time to like think of any cool stories and stuff. But Ted said he has some. But here, Ted, here's something we're gonna do. This is gonna be fun. You want to do something that's kind of fun?
I'm pretty anti-fun, but I'll try.
All right, we're gonna do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna set 5 minutes on the clock. Here's the rules. We ask a question, you have to answer it, regardless. Even if you have to fabricate an answer, we got to answer it to move
okay.
on.
So okay, so I can make up an answer.
You can make up an answer if you want. We have to keep going, and we can't ask each other the same questions. It's got to be different questions.
Oh, I got to ask you questions also.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you one, you answer it, and then you ask me one, I'll answer it.
Oh, geez. Okay.
This will be fun. It's going to be totally random. I used to write these answers down, but I figured it'd be funner just to do them randomly. Like, there's stuff. We'll just go, and then just, whatever. This could be interesting. Could be awkward.
Could be awkward. It could be evil.
Yeah, so I'm sitting right. Yeah, I have no idea what to ask. I'm not that interested. I'm not interested enough in you to ask you questions. Okay. But I'll try.
Yeah, it can be anything, man. You could say, like, do you like Taco Bell? Or what's your favorite food at Taco Bell? Do you like Taco Bell? Or do you like, what's your favorite movie? What is your, do you like me as a person? You know, that's obvious answer is no, but.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. That opens up a door, a giant door. So, okay.
Yeah, anything. There's no rules to this. Besides, we can't ask each other the same thing. So, here we go. Oh, wait. Maybe I should turn my sound up because... Does it work? What happened? Oh, no. What's going on? Why do I have no sound on this fucking thing? For some reason, the sound's not going. But, sound slowly reveal adds texture, background slowly reveal picture. Okay. Yep. Found it. You ready?
Nope, but let's do it.
I got it. Hey, Ted, have you ever fired a gun?
Yes.
Really? What kind of gun?
Just a pistol and probably a rifle.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Do you believe in gun control?
Ooh, I don't know if I believe. I believe there's a reason for it, but I believe everyone should honestly have the right to have a gun for their protection, because people do home invasions, and I've been a victim of that while I was home. Who is your celebrity crush, Ted?
Ooh, woman. I love Rose Byrne. I think Rose Byrne is stunning. That's but if I had favorites. To. If I had to have sex with a man, it'd be Hugh Jackman. But I'm not gay. But he's a hot dude.
But just in case.
Just in case.
Good.
Oh, God. Oh, man. How big's your dick?
Oh, man. I'm not going to answer that.
You have to fabricate an answer.
Okay,
say
dude.
Whatever.
It's somewhere in between 1 inches and 8.
Cool.
Hey, you just rolled up to Taco Bell. It's midnight. What do you order?
Ooh, I was at Taco Bell at midnight last night, in fact. I got the big nacho, the big beef nacho. Nachos.
I knew that. I was watching.
That's terrifying. Geez. do you think we should register all Muslims in America?
All Muslims?
Muslims. Should we register all Muslims in America? That's what Trump wants to do. Should we do it?
We should
like it's the 1940s. Should we?
Okay, Trump's fun. We should not do anything Trump says. So no, we should not register all Muslims. Come on, man. Okay, Ted, I know you don't drink, man. What's your favorite adult beverage?
Adult? I don't drink anything adult. So, but I am an adult, so I can drink what I want. So I'm just gonna say, it's like Coca-Cola.
Awesome.
Specifically Coke with the Santa can. I love the Santa can. I'm a big Christmas person.
Ooh, yeah. So
bottle. I get happy when the Santa cans start rolling out.
Bottle or can?
Can, though. Bottles, the glass bottle tastes better, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know. I think it's because the weight of the bottle. And it's smooth. It is, you know, you're not touching, like, sharp metal.
Right.
Go ahead, Ted.
Oh geez, what is the goriest worst thing you've ever seen on the internet?
Oh, I used to watch those movies back in the day where they'd have like you know what I've seen that's pretty fucked up is like people cutting kangaroos like legs off and shit with like I don't know what it was for, but they had these kangaroos hanging there like cutting them with
while they're alive?
I don't remember if they were alive. In my head, they were alive. They're cutting. I don't know, dude. That's gross. I hate watching stuff like that. Where, God. Okay. What is your all-time favorite horror movie?
Not just favorite horror movie. Favorite movie, period. Halloween. First Halloween, 1978.
Oh,
it's
nice.
My all-time favorite movie, period. So I guess that would also make it my favorite horror movie.
Awesome. Go ahead, man.
Jeez. Oh, golly. What is the first video game you remember sort of sticking out in your brain that made you want to keep playing video games?
Oh, Super Mario Brothers 3. I remember going to somebody's house who had it, and I was like fascinated with it. And they had it on The Wizard. Remember Wizard, the movie?
Yeah,
Fred
man,
Savage. Yeah,
that's not good, but it's good in a bad way.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember just like that. It was such the box art and everything was awesome. this is hard when you have to come up with them.
Hey, this is your segment, man.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have an older brother named Bob. He's Bob. 2 years older than I am.
Is he beat up on you?
We were kids, just typical getting roughed up, but nothing too bad. We get along really well.
Awesome.
Geez. Golly. Question. Oh, I'm just going to throw out one random. What's your favorite rock band? That's all I can think of.
I don't listen to too much rock, but I'm just going to say, like, rest in peace to Scott Whelan from Stone Temple Pilots. I went and saw him live, and that was amazing. Like, I'm not... Or my uncle's actually the lead singer of Creedence Clearwater Revisited, so that's my favorite band. How about this? What's your favorite search word or category of porn?
Oh, virtual and or point of view POV.
Virtual?
Yeah, man. It's like where the guy getting banged puts a camera, basically mount a camera on the guy's face, so you see the first person view of some hot girl.
Yeah,
look that shit
done up.
Go. Is that it?
That's done. 5 minutes.
Well, go to SpankWire or any of those sites. Just type in virtual, and you'll see. little guy to guy tip there for you.
Actually, my favorite search word is 1080p. That's honestly it. 1080p. You go from there. You find the best.
Yeah, I don't like low. There's one thing I cannot stand in my porn. It's sub HD quality.
Oh man, yeah, that was. There we go. Hey Ted, dude, let's do two lies and a truth. I don't have any written down. I'm not gonna be able to do this. But you said you have a couple of stories. I want to try to figure out which one you're gonna lie about.
Okay, I have three different stories I could tell you. I'm trying to think of how I could do it, because they're. Let me think.
Think.
Yeah, there's something I need to think about how to set it up. Hmm. Okay. It's not that all three stories are actually true, but how they're separated is, two of the stories happened to someone very close to me. One of the stories happened to somebody I don't know.
Okay.
And I couldn't think of, I was trying to find a fake story, but all three of these are true. Two are people that I'm very close with. One is a story I've heard through the grapevine.
All right. Cool.
So I'll tell you all three, and they're all kind of stunning stories. So if you want to hear what you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Story one.
Story one.
Somebody that I may or may not know, started acting very fishy. We didn't know what his deal was. He used to love to be on camera. He would always jump in front of the home video camera. Then suddenly he stopped wanting to be on camera. Like he come to Christmas, we couldn't put him on camera, or we or whoever knew him couldn't put him on camera. Well, he disappeared overseas for about 10 years, claiming he was selling cigarettes. He had a job selling cigarettes, but we thought something was very fishy about this. We didn't know what the deal was. One night, he's over in Turkey and claimed to he had left a rock concert in Turkey. He had a mug with him that was like a mug he bought at the concert, like, you know, a souvenir. And a couple of guys jumped him in a subway. He proceeded to get in a fight with these guys in the subway. A cop came to his rescue. And the cop ran up behind him and grabbed him on the shoulder. Him thinking the cop was one of the attackers, he turned around and bashed the mug over the cop's head. Next thing he knows, he's under arrest for assaulting a cop and thrown in the back of a truck blindfolded and dragged for about 5 hours out to a compound out in the middle of nowhere, where they proceed to draw blood from him, not give him a phone call, and do all these different things. No one knows where the hell he's gone. And the U.S. government sent someone from the embassy to track him down, find him, and get him out of wherever he was, which is a little fishy that the U.S. embassy would do that. And then, suspiciously enough, some years later, 9/11 happened, and a photo of this individual surfaced. He's on an Afghanistan mountain in Afghanistan, and the date on the picture is 9/11, 2001. So the theory is he is an undercover agent for the government with the CIA or something. And who knows? That's the first story, and that's a mystery to this day. What's going on?
Wow, that's like, I feel like I'm watching Homeland right now.
Yeah, this is all true. There may or may not be a photo in existence of him taken in the Afghanistan mountain with two Middle Eastern tour guides, and the and why would he coincidentally be there on 9/11?
That was good. I feel like I was watching a movie right now. I mean, I'm just listening to you talk. I feel like you took me on a trip.
Thanks. Well, that's only one story. Number two story.
Number two.
There was a man driving. He was driving down the road, down the highway by himself in his truck. This one's a lot shorter. And he saw a couple of hitchhikers on the side of the road, and he was a very nice man, so he decided to pick up these hitchhikers. He picked them up. They got in the truck, and they all got along. I might know this guy's. He proceeded to tell them stories, and they thought he was a really funny guy, and they really liked him, and he was such a sweet man, and he entertained them so much. And he finally got them to where they were going to go, and they said, "Okay, well, we can get out here," and they had a really great time. The two guys got out of the truck, and this individual drove off and left them. The next day, this individual comes to find out on the news two men have been arrested for murder. Their pictures are on the news, and he recognizes them as the two guys that he had given a ride to.
Ooh.
He goes to look into it. Turns out they had been picked up by another guy right after this guy had dropped him off. Another man picked him up. They killed him and stole his car, and they were arrested for it. When the first guy went down, and he actually went to the police station to talk to these two men, he said, "You know, we had such a great time. You guys seem so nice. You killed the guy after I picked you up. This is why didn't you kill me?" And it says, "We had planned to kill you, but you were such a funny, nice guy, and you told such good stories. We decided to let you live and had you drop us off so we could kill the next guy." That's another story.
Wow, man. That was another deep one, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I saved the best for last. The last story is there was a family that lived out in a big house out sort of in the middle of a field in the middle of nowhere, kind of like a farmhouse. The father passed away. The older brother went off to college. The two daughters were like 15 and 8. They lived with their mom and their dad. The dad passed away of a heart attack, leaving the three women on their own at the house out in the middle of nowhere. Well, sometime after the father passed away, the little daughter, who's 8, started telling stories that she saw daddy walking around the house at night. And they thought, well, you know, she's disturbed. You know, her father died. We don't know really what to make of it. Well, eventually, the two girls started sleeping in the same room at night. The 15-year-old and the 8-year-old started sleeping in the same room. The 15-year-old woke up to see a man sitting in the corner of the room smoking a cigarette, watching them sleep. She couldn't make out who he was. Scared, she sat there all night pretending to be asleep, and then when the sun started to rise, the man got up, walked out of the house. The next morning, the 8-year-old was like, asked the sister if she saw the man. She said, "I did," and they got all freaked out. Well, this man started showing up more and more. Things started happening where the 15-year-old girl got out of the shower and spotted the man outside her window on the second floor of the house, looking through the window at her. They called the police. The police came to find months worth of cigarette butts up there outside her window, meaning he'd been up there for months watching her smoking cigarettes out there. This got so bad, this man coming into their house at night, they bought a guard dog to try to guard them. The guard dog was poisoned and killed. They found the dog dead, poisoned. The individual had put poison in its food. And they could not figure out how this guy was getting in the house. So they came to the conclusion he was somehow sneaking in the house while they were all awake during the day and hiding in the house, since it was a big house, and waiting for them to go to sleep. Then they went on a trip. They came home. Things in the house had been moved on purpose to be creepy. They finally got the police were involved, and the man somehow knew never to come when the police were doing a stakeout. He somehow knew when the police were going to be there. Well, eventually this whole situation got so bad, the police told the family, "If you see him even in the yard, we want you to kill him, shoot him dead, and drag his body in the house to make it look like he was in the house. And we will cover for you and tell everybody that he was in the house when you killed him." That's how bad this thing got. Said kill him, even if he's in the yard running away, shoot him in the back, drag him in the house, and we're the cops. This is a small town. We'll cover for it. And, you know, if there's an investigation, we will vouch and say he was in the house. Eventually, they bought another dog, and the dog mauled the robber, the man, one night. And the next day, an individual that they kind of knew showed up with a bandage on his hand, and he had some comments to say about their new dog. And they sort of were like, okay, they couldn't prove he was the guy, but then sometime later, the man that they suspected to be the guy dropped dead of some reason, and when he dropped dead, the stalking all stopped. And that's the end of that story.
Dude, that
and
is...
This went on for about 5 years.
Holy shit, man. That's scary, dude. Are you sure you didn't...
And this happened because the family lived in a house, a big mansion that was like out in a field with no other houses around, like acres of land, woods, and they could not stop this from happening.
So they knew this guy? They knew him?
They knew who he was because he showed up with bandages, and they could, and the bandages matched where the dog had gotten them, but they could not prove. They had nothing to prove he was the guy other than that. And eventually that guy finally passed away, and he was a man that he was like a 50-year-old man that lived with his elderly mother in a house not far from their house.
He was just a perv?
Just a perv, yeah.
Oh, that's creepy, dude. But
So two of these stories happened to people very close to me. One of these stories, I'm associated with the individual, but I never met the individual.
Wow, those are three crazy stories, man. I'm going to say the one you don't know and you heard through the grapevine was the first story with the guy in Afghanistan.
Okay, now what do you think about the other two?
I think the other two, you knew people. Is one of them you? No, one of them's not your story, is it?
No, no. Thank God, no.
I don't know about the other story. I think the other one, they're all true.
They're all true stories, but like I said, I did a little break of the rules where I said, well, two of them, I'm very close with the two people it happened to, and the third one, it's a true story, but I don't know the person it happened to. Well, I could tell you like another crazy, I mean, I have stories that are out, I could tell you another story I'll tell you after this, but do you want me to tell you the results?
Yes.
The first story with the person that we think is in the CIA is my first cousin who I grew up with.
Oh, that's your fan.
Yeah, he's a first cousin of mine. I know him, and he doesn't do that shit anymore, but there was a long time where this stuff was going down. It was bizarre. The second story happened to my, I believe, great-grandfather back in, like, the 40s. I never met him, but he's the one who gave the guys the ride who were picked up for murder. The third story, that happened to my mother. The stalker in the house for 5 years. That was my mom was the 15-year-old, and her little sister
was
the 8-year-old.
Maybe she told you that just to make you scared.
Oh, I've heard that story my whole life over and over again, and my aunt validates it. It got so bad, even things like they locked themselves in the upstairs bedroom with my grandmother with a shotgun, and they locked the door, and they could see the doorknob turning, him trying to get in the room. It went on for years and years and years.
The weird thing about that, like, that's such a creepy story because the guy was sloppy, like, you know, smoking cigarettes, which causes, you know, you could smell a cigarette. So, I mean, that's kind of evidence leaving cigarette butts.
But you got to remember, this is back in, like, the 60s before we had all the surveillance and the DNA and everything we have
now.
This is a small town cops.
I guess you're right. But, like, even, like, getting bit by a dog and they come back with bandages, like, that's creepy. It's like someone who doesn't really care.
I might have messed up the story a little bit. I think they only had one dog. After the dog bit him is when he pulled. Poison the dog. I think they only had one dog, and the dog attacked him because he didn't know they'd gotten a dog, and then he made some comment about the dog, and then the dog turned up dead. But this all apparently happened, and I've heard the story. Yeah, I've heard this. I mean, there's stories of like people, like some boyfriend of my mom or my aunt got up to taking a piss in the middle of the night, and he just like looked down the hallway and he saw the guy walking down the hallway, and he's like. And they ran after him, and they chased him into the woods. I mean, it just, yeah. But a third story I'll tell you, that this story was so good, they actually had writers approach them, and they wanted to turn it into a book. I don't know if that's ever coming out. This happened to my grandfather on one side of the family. I think on my mom's side. When he was a young guy in his 20s, he was a lawyer. and he had a best friend, and they were both in love with the same girl. And this is a true story. And she picked my grandfather to be with over the best friend. One night they were sitting out on a porch, just hanging out, and somebody ran up with a shotgun and shot her and killed her through the window of the porch, like killed her dead, shot her dead. They tracked it down. Turned out it was the best friend. My grandfather's best friend had done it, killed her, and they threw him in jail. And my grandfather went to see him, and he, you know, was heartbroken about what happened, but he loved his best friend, and he knew his best friend had just gone crazy. He agreed to defend his own friend who had killed his girlfriend in court, to defend him of the murder he had done. He agreed to do it. Well, they put him on a train to take him to a different town, knew he could not get a fair trial. They put him on a train to move him to another town for the trial. And my grandfather, who was his lawyer, whose girlfriend had been killed, and other people heard rumor of a lynch mob that was going to try to get him, and they went after him. And by the time they got to the train, it was too late. The mob had already dragged him off the train and hung him and killed him. And that story is so good, there's actually some author like wants to buy the rights to it, write a book about it or something.
I liked your mom's story the best, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the story too. You could change that around a bit and make a good movie out of that.
That just creeps me out. Someone like, you know what I'm like, ha.
But, and what it's too, because it's right after their father died, and my aunt apparently started saying, I keep seeing dad walk. She thought it was her father. Is it makes it even creepier. It's a really, my mom's told me that story my whole life, and my aunt has told it too, and it's just and it went on for 5 years.
Well, I can't think of anything that's that crazy. what cool stories do I got? This is the storytelling hour. A couple years ago, I'm in my room. We live in an apartment. It's the summer. It's Fresno. We don't want to pay for air conditioning, so we use fans. So I put the fan in the doorway. Fan on high, so it's blowing air. So I got my TV up even louder to compensate for the loud fan, and I'm watching somebody, I can't remember what I was watching. I was watching someone. I hear noise in the living room. I have two roommates. I have two roommates.
What are their names?
Josh, who is my roommate now, and his brother Daniel, who moved to China for a little bit.
Is one of these roommates we've gamed with, right?
Yes. PT doesn't have a head.
PT does not have a head. Yes.
Does not have a head. Okay. So. I hear noise. When you live with roommates, you hear noises. You don't expect something to be happening. So like I hear like a slam, like the glass door close or something, and then you hear a couple other movements. You're like, yeah, why the fuck? Why are they being so loud right now? So you hear the fan. I have the TV up loud, and my door is wide open. So after like 15 minutes of this, you know, like I'm like, I gotta go in the living room and check out to see what's going on because this is weird. So I go out there, door's wide open, the window is wide open, the fucking TV's gone, the PlayStation's gone, all my buddies, like some people just came in the house while I was there, and knowing I was there because I had my lights on, the TV's up loud, my bedroom window's open, and they just stole everything in the living room.
Yeah,
that was very unsettling. Until this day, it's been 3 years. I am so paranoid. Every window has to be locked. Every door and screen door has to be locked.
And this is why you can never fully ban guns, because everybody should have some right to have one.
Yeah, dude. And they did more burglaries in my apartments over the next couple months that we were there. We finally moved out of that apartment because it was in a bad neighborhood, but it was a gated community, but it was surrounded by a bad neighborhood where like all you had to do was hop a fence and you were inside there. Like it was just like the regular neighborhood. It was like just a normal fence. You could just hop over that fence and be in where we were at. And in our backyard, it was a very small backyard, but if you look out there, it's pitch black. It was an old golf course. It was a big area. And dude, it freaked me out. I feel like people are gonna come in any minute. It was all my roommate. One of my roommates, Daniel. He went out of town that weekend. He went out of town that night, and I had to call him on the phone and tell him, dude, look, someone broke in and stole. I felt so bad. Like someone stole all your stuff. It was all his stuff because his stuff was in the living room. It took a CD case. You know, like those 200 things were like DVDs. You stick the DVD sleeves in there.
somebody just grabbed the whole big book.
So all of his movies, all of his games, they were going to steal his computer. He had like a high-end gaming PC, but like you could see they pulled the monitor, but the monitor was all wired up. They probably didn't want to deal with all the wires at the time. Dude, that, until this day, man.
People are scum.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in a bad neighborhood right now. And until this day, like, I'm super paranoid about like making sure everything's locked up. And I probably will be like that. I've had like apartment insurance ever since, and I will always pay for that insurance because I'm afraid of that happening.
Well, I mean, it's about being spooky. That house where that thing with my mom happened. That house is still in the family. My cousin lives there now. And I spent a lot of my childhood at that house. And yeah, and it's a spooky ass place after night, because it's a place where, yeah, like when the sun goes down, you're just sitting out there in the den. There's the whole wall is a window, and you're just looking out, and it is just blackness and a field and woods as far as the eye can see. And I'm like, this is just eerie. Who would want to live out here?
Yeah.
You know, it's just that one they couldn't catch that guy. This is just terrible. I mean, ugh.
Yeah, that's a really good story. I had the visuals in my brain, man. When you were telling that story, I was picturing it and just like, and you know, have you ever played Mass Effect 2?
I did, yeah.
I was picturing the smoking man. I forget what his name is, but he just sits in that one chair and smokes and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, my mom has said that all she saw was the silhouette of this guy in the red. Like, she couldn't see anything but the silhouette because he was in front of a window, and she saw the orange little dot of the cigarette going up and down. He'd take a drag and put it back down, and She had to lie there all night and pretend like she was asleep, because she was scared if she jumped up, like something would happen. So she said that she laid there all night, and then the next morning he just got up, and when the sun started to rise, he just walked out the room and out of the house. And then when he was gone, she said her little sister just said, "Is he gone?"
Oh, God, man. Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I used to be scared too. Like, I was scared to have anything exposed. Like, I wouldn't have my feet outside of the blankets, and I'd always have my blanket all the way up to my eyes, like right above the nose. Like, I always, for years and years and years, I slept like that. And I don't know what it was. Like, I never had any dramatic things like that happen. But
it's
I did watch.
Monsters can't penetrate the sheets. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, something like that. I did watch a couple of scary movies. Like, when I was very young, I watched a couple of horror movies I was exposed to, and they scared the shit out of me. And I'd have like nightmares and stuff, and then later on I just started watching them. Like, oh, this isn't bad. And then eventually horror movies became the genre that I love till this day. I mean, there's nothing better than a good horror movie to me. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, I just love. I watch. I pretty much every day I'm like looking for a horror movie to watch. I just, if I'm gonna put something on, and I have the thing too to this day that most people have, where you feel like you can't just walk to the bed when the lights are off and get in. You have to kind of leap to the bed from a couple of feet away because you feel like that little thing's going to reach out and grab your foot. Like, I have a thing like a rattle. There's a rattlesnake under the bed or something. And I have to, like, you have to do a little hop because if you do that, the thing under there is not – whatever it is, whatever that thing is, it's not going to be able to grab your foot if you do the little hop.
I don't have that one. That's funny, though.
Yeah.
You know, I had – for a while, I had, like – it's all right now. Now I have a new bed and a new mattress and stuff coming in the mail. But I was
you had literal monsters living under your bed.
Oh, it's living right by my head, dude. Oh, I'm editing that whole story out. So if you guys hear from this point on, you're like, what story? What are
no,
you talking
leave
about?
That in. That's interesting to listen to. That's it. You want your show to be interesting? Leave it in.
I'm leaving it in. But I feel regret. Like tomorrow, I'll be like, why did I tell everybody that nasty story? They're gonna think I'm a disgusting pig.
No, we all know you're a disgusting pig. That's not true. not like you're literally like in the dirt sense, just in the mental sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Ted, dude, any more cool stories? I want to hear some more cool stories if you got some. We got like another 15 minutes, 10 minutes. We got another 10 minutes.
I don't – God, do I have any more cool family stories I could tell you?
Sure you do. You don't have to be a family story.
Trying to think if I actually have any cool stories.
Here's a cool story. This is an up story, just to change the mood a little bit.
Yeah, all my stories are full of woe. Tell me.
Whoa! Here's a cool story. So I go to Kmart. There's Kmart. We still have Kmart in Fresno.
Every happy story starts with I went to Kmart.
Every happy, yeah. Like, okay. The sad part about it is that, like, you know, this is the time when I had no money. Blah blah blah. I probably owed my mom. My mom bailed me out of jail. Yeah, I was in jail, so I owed her like $400 and some. So we're at Kmart. She's paying for her stuff, and I walk over to, like, you know where you put the little slot machine? Not the slot machine, but the little ticket machines right there. And everyone scratches their tickets, and they throw them in a little trash can on the floor.
Yeah.
So I pick up a bunch of empty scratchers. I picked up a scratcher, and, like, there was this one ticket where You can either match your numbers with the winning number and you win that prize, or you scratch all the winning numbers, like the prizes, and if the three of those prizes match, you get that prize. So there's like two ways to win on this ticket. Whoever scratched it didn't know that. So I looked at it. It said ticket. I'm like, ooh, so I won a ticket. So we're driving home. We stop at 7-Eleven. I'm like, let me just go in. I got this ticket. I'm going to go grab another ticket. So it's a $2 winner. I go in, hand the guy that ticket. He hands me another ticket, $500 winner.
Really?
So I never even bought a ticket. I just got $500 a day. Paid my mom back.
And some moron could have had $500 or – well, not necessarily because you won $500. You just lucked out and kind of had two winners in a row.
Yeah, yeah. But at two different places. So I took it from the Kmart to the 7-Eleven, and that 7-Eleven winner that didn't cost me anything was $500. And I was like, I won $500. My mom's like, what? No, you didn't. I'm like, no, I won $500. It was – oh, I was so excited. And then my mom was like, yeah, you know you owe me money, right? I'm like, damn it. Yeah. So I give her money. I had a little bit of money, but it still was like a great story, man. It was like it was at a time when I needed that money, and
yeah,
and forget the part I said I was in jail. That didn't happen.
Yeah, hey, we've all been in jail. It's fine.
I'm in jail right now with these bloodsuckers.
My brother's been in jail. Not like real jail where he's been in, like, he was DUI'd and got thrown in jail for a few hours, which is a pretty funny story. Speaking of bailing people out of jail.
Oh, here we go. Here's a, I'm glad you said that. So I barely turned 18. I think I already told the story, but I'll go more detail. I barely turned 18. I work at Baskin Robbins. So Baskin Robbins, your outfit or your work outfit or whatever you want to call it. Okay. So you have a t-shirt and you have shorts, khaki shorts. And an apron. But so I leave work. This is like 10 o'clock at night. This is when I live in Santa Clara, California, up in the Bay Area. I'm driving around, going to my friend's house. I'm there for a little bit. I leave. So now it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So I'm driving home. I think I had a curfew at 12 o'clock when I was like barely 18. And just out of respect to my parents' house. So I'm driving home. Get pulled over by the cops. Cops have their lights flashing. Get pulled over. So I get pulled over. At this time, I had never drank, I've never touched a drug, I've never done alcohol, I've never anything. I just was against all of it. So a cop pulls me over, and he's like feeling my pulse. He's like, why are you so amped up? Why are you all wired up? Are you on drugs? I'm like, no, I've never done drugs before. Oh, yeah, you're such a fucking liar. You're such a liar.
You fucking liar, spread them.
Yeah, we don't believe you. We definitely don't believe you.
We don't believe punks like you.
Look in my trunk, they see a skateboard. They start making up stories like, yeah, we saw you and all your friends over there skateboarding and doing all whatever they said I was doing, vandalizing.
Wait, you're a skateboarder, so clearly you're on drugs too.
Yeah, all this, blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't believe you. We don't believe, you know, I was like, no, I don't drugs. I've never done drugs. Like, yeah, you're on crank. Where's the crank at? We're just gonna ask you one more time. Okay, we don't care where the crank's at. Just how long ago did you use it? I'm like, I didn't use it. I didn't use crank. I didn't even know what crank was when I was 18. I have no idea.
That's a badass Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, it is. But this is before that. That's one of those things when they never in school and the cops that come and they have that billboard that folds out and they have all the little drugs on there. Like, here's the weed. Here's the cocaine. And they show them to you like what they look like. They'd have these like assemblies. Anyways, like, I didn't know what it was, and he just kept asking me, like, I kept telling him, no, I don't do that stuff, and he's like, we don't believe you, so we're taking you to jail. So I went to jail. I'm in San Jose County Jail with crazy-ass guys on probably PCP, all yoked up. What are you looking at, white boy? What are you looking at? Like, fuck, it's cold in there. I'm just in my shorts. I spend the night there. I mean, they send me to jail. I eventually got let go the next day out of my own recognizance. Is that what it is?
That's a hard word.
And I went to court like a month later, but the whole time I'm scared that the cop's going to tamper with the evidence or plant something on me, and I have no idea what's going to happen. All I did was go show up to court, they dismissed it. That was done. But till this day, I'm still scared that a cop can just pull you over, say you did something, put you in jail.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people. I don't have problems. I've never had any bad experiences with the cops I can really think of, but I am the whitest guy in the world also, but... But yeah,
I'm the whitest guy in the world too. I was in Santa Clara, California, man. It's a pretty mellow city, and it's very nice over there. It's like, I don't know, just things happen. But like those kind of things can happen to you at a young age, and you'll worry about them forever because you know it's possible for someone to go, you did something you didn't do. I'm gonna put you in a cage, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm trying to think of a good cop story I have for you. I have one. This is a kind of personal that me and my brother, my brother and my his my now ex-sister-in-law was my sister-in-law at the time. they were having some marital problems a couple of years ago, and they lived in a very nice house in Atlanta, and it was New Year's Eve, and she didn't want to deal with him. They were having a big blowout, so she basically dumped him with me, and he didn't have a key to get back in his house, so he's like, I want to go home. So I drove him back to his house, and he couldn't get in the house because he had no key, because she just sort of threw him out. She threw him out of the car, and he had no key. So he calls her, says, bring me a key, and she won't bring him the key. So he keeps calling her, basically getting madder and madder, like, I want to go in my house that I fully paid for. Bring me a fucking key. And she won't bring him the key. So then she starts calling me and saying, Ted, take him home. He's not allowed in my house. And I'm all like, it's his fucking house. He 100% paid for it. You didn't do shit. And you can't tell him he can't come in the house. He owns the fucking house. So she starts, you know, flipping out that he wants to come in the house, and he hasn't done anything wrong. She's a nut. Well, anyway, she fucking, in order to try to get us to leave, to not go into her house, she's not even home, she called the police and said that she was in the house and that me and my brother were trying to get into the house to get to her, to hurt her, basically. But put up a full fucking lie. So it's New Year's Eve, and we're in the driveway. Five cop cars and a police SUV come pulling up. Like a hostage situation's going on. Like, eight or nine cops get out, and I'm in the front yard by myself. My brother's in the backyard trying to figure out what window to break to get in the house, because he's like, I'm getting in this fucking house. And they come walking. I'm like, sir, when you take your hands out of your pockets, and I take my hands out, hold my hands up. And the next thing I know, I have fucking eight cops surrounding me, and they're like, what's going on here? And I'm like, we're just trying to get in my brother's house. He says, well, we had a call from so-and-so saying she's in the house. You guys are trying to get her. And we're like, she's not even fucking here. Like, what are you talking about? And my brother walks around the corner, and we explain the whole situation. And by the time it's over, the cops are just laughing their asses off and talking about how crazy she is. They're like, you got to get your wife under control. And we're like, well, shouldn't she be in trouble for lying? She called in a phony police report.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then, of course, she tried to claim the next day when everything had died down. She's like, Ted, I was not trying to get you arrested. I was like, you called the cops and made up a lie and sent five cop cars and an SUV. You're lucky they didn't shoot us, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they definitely would have. If you're trying to break in and hurt somebody and they're inside calling the cops.
Yeah, and she wasn't there. And I mean, we were like, she's not even here. What are you fucking talking about? And the cops, you know, they pieced together really quick. This was just a marital dispute. But we were like, shouldn't you go arrest her for dragging y'all out here over a lie? But, yeah, it's a little eerie when you're by yourself in the front yard in the dark and you have eight cops walking at you and they're like, we need you to take your hands out of your pockets. You're like, slowly raising your hands up. And they didn't frisk me. They're like, do you have anything on you? And I was like, no. And then they said, well, where's your brother at? And I said, he's in the backyard looking for a brick to break a window. So then he came walking around. He's like, evening, officers. And they're like, your brother said you might have a brick on you, so we got to search him. So they had to search him for the brick. And then the cops were laughing. Right? We were all just basically – we all became friends basically. Me and my brother and I and the eight cops were all just laughing. And the cops were like, well, how are you going to get in your house? And my brother's like, I think I'm just going to throw a brick through a window. And the cop's like, well, you own the house, so we can't stop you from doing that. But we are going to sit and watch you do it just in case you hurt yourself. So you'll have us here. So they sat and watched, and you know, they made sure we were in the house before they left.
How do you prove it was, like, his house? He showed his ID address?
Oh, he went out and looked in the mailbox. He had to go look in the mailbox, and his name was all over the mail. Then he showed him his ID. And he's like, yep, you know, he had an ID with him, but also the cops looked in the mailbox, and every letter was to him.
That's a funny story, dude. I like that.
Yeah, and now obviously they're not married anymore, and yeah, that whole a lot of bad that was that incident was the straw that broke the camel's back. A marriage that was already on the rocks. That was the incident that kind of, okay, there's no going back now. This is done.
Yeah, you're lucky they didn't have you like get on your face and spread your arms and, you know, like some, you know what I mean? Like, well, how long ago was that?
This was New Year's 2013. So this is coming up on 3 years this January.
Oh, that's not even that long ago. You're lucky they didn't overreact, man. It seems like this has been
my brother. I mean, my brother and I was in my early 30s. Brother's in mid 30s at the time, so it's like, Yeah, but we're a couple. I mean, at the same time, it was like kind of a well-to-do neighborhood, and we're two like clean-cut,
yeah,
you know, white guys in front of this nice house. I mean, we're not the typical looking people that the cops. Not to sound racist, but we don't really fit the profile of who cops are usually singling out or wary of.
And you're seeing a lot of those like home video surveillance camera videos like hitting. Facebook like all the time now, man. It's like every couple
people
days
film the cops doing people just, with their phones.
No people like cameras in their house showing people go into their house and take stuff and walk out. And you know, until you ever watch those on Facebook, you see those home invasions and stuff, and then they show the picture of the person looking for them. If anybody has any information, did you ever watch those?
Not really. And I watch a lot of goofy shit on the internet.
Like real stuff. Like people post it. Mostly people post them when they're local. Like I'll post something. Like if it's something locally and somebody, it shows like pictures of people coming up someone's driveway, going in the house, grabbing a bunch of stuff, and then walking.
Oh
out.
Yeah. They have like the Paranormal Activity 2 security cameras that show every angle of their house.
Yeah. Exactly. Like people have like a lot of people have cameras nowadays. Just like you were saying back in the day when no one had cameras, they can just go into people's rooms and smoke cigarettes and watch people sleep. It's so creepy. So creepy. But yeah, Ted, we are at the end of the show, man. I do appreciate that you keep.
Well, I'm glad because I'm going to watch our president's about to give a lovely uplifting speech about the state of the Islamic the war against Islamic extremism. I can't wait to hear that.
Oh, that's great, man.
That's happening in about 10 minutes. That should be fun.
I'm glad we can get turn this off so you can have time to prep for that.
So Ted, I got to get my eyes ready to start rolling.
Yeah, get your eyes like look, just like spin circles with your eyes as far as you can to get that nice roll going. You know, get your muscles, your eye muscles all stretched out, and then so you know it just comes in more naturally when you watch it. But anyways, Ted, dude, tell everybody where they can find you. Tell them about where they can find your video, and what to look forward to in the future.
I am Tedakin on everything, Tedakin. Like it's Anakin with Ted in it because I'm a big Star Wars fan. So Anakin with Ted, Tedakin on Twitter. Xbox Live. I've been playing a lot of Halo. Xbox Live. I love Killer Instinct. Fight me in that. Vine, Instagram,
Periscope.
Ted Bracewell on Facebook. If you want to friend me on there, and go to YouTube. Tedakin on YouTube, and just look up Combat Kids with a K. Combat. It'll be the first video that comes up. If you want to see this Mortal Kombat children's cartoon we've been talking about, and maybe if there's more videos we can get a Sean Imes here.
Yes,
can be a character. Do a goofy voice. There's a million characters in Mortal Kombat. I'm sure.
What do you mean do a goofy voice? You don't want goofy.
I'm sure you can be somebody in there because there's a million characters. Even if you do one line, you can be.
Him. Whoopsie. Toasty.
Maybe you can be the Toasty guy. We'll see.
Toasty. Hello, hey guys, hey you combat kids. I don't know, man. It's when I'm on the spot. It's like you, man. Put you on the spot and ask you to ask questions.
I'm not a good spot when it's like ask questions. I'm like, ask questions. What's your favorite sports team? I don't know.
Hey, fuck that. I don't watch sports. I don't want to watch other people have fun. Not my thing.
Then you should cancel your Facebook account because that's all Facebook does is cause anxiety and depression because you see how much fun everyone else is having.
that's true, but it seems like there's more negativity on Facebook nowadays than there is positive. I try not to post too many negative things. I try to keep the positive side of it. Just better way to look at life. But anyways, you guys, leave me a voicemail, 510-600-3475. I didn't have any this week. Normie, our friend of the show, Normie, who leaves me a voicemail every week, is actually at Walker Stalker Con. I saw pictures with Glenn. So we know that Glenn is still alive for sure.
She loves that Glenn. She's got the yellow fever, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, say hi to Normie. She might be listening right now.
Hi, Normie. If you see Glenn, grab his butt.
Yeah.
Just go for it. YOLO.
Just reach it down his crotch and like just get a feel for the size. We just want to know the size.
Just pull a Maggie and grab that butt. Just do it. You only live once, Norma.
Yeah, I love Norma. Okay, so also, listen to The Horrible Gamers. That's my other show. If you guys want to hear me talk about video games, Ted's been on there a couple times. You can find him on there as well, at Horrible Gamers on Twitter, at Horribly Awkward, at Awkward_podcast on Twitter from my show. or just search and give me 5 stars. Forget what Ted said. Even if it's 4 stars, just
hey, nice. I look, spoilers, I was told to be mean. I would never be that mean. It's a wonderful show. Give it 5 stars.
Give me a thumbs up, monster. Yeah, so all that good stuff, you guys. Horrible Gamers, Horribly Awkward, blah, blah, blah. Facebook page for both. Facebook group for Horrible Gamers. All those guys. At They Call Me Iams is all my personal stuff. At They Call Me Iams, just like the dog food. I'm on Xbox, PlayStation, Steam. All that good stuff.
And now that you've got some of the Halo 5, let's play some Team Deathmatch or something.
Yeah, you know, I might get into that because I played the beta and actually liked that Halo. It was a little faster than normal. So.
Yeah, if you play Halo 5, then go back to Halo 2. Halo 2 is you fall asleep.
Plus, I heard Tedekin's a beast.
I am a beast. I have no problem saying that I'm amazing.
You're like, game. I'm not very good at multiplayer games. I don't play them because I never do good. But no, this game, yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good.
People, there's something about Halo 5 that just has clicked in my brain. And I just, if I'm on your team, you're probably going to win.
I love that feeling, man. I love when something just clicks and you're like, yeah, I'm the dude.
Yeah, Halo, this is a game when I play it, I am beating the shit out of everybody. And I get to where I'm almost like, I feel like I'm barely even paying attention. I'm like, okay, you're dead. You're dead. Okay. Oh, you're chasing me. You're not going to kill me. Okay. You're dead. It's one of the few games ever that I play, and I really am like, yeah, I'm going to beat you. Yeah, I'm going to beat you.
Thanks,
so,
man.
It's a good, not you, just people in general. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, we know that we're not going to do a one-on-one. But speaking of one-on-ones, next week, my plan is to have Gidget from the XD Experience on here. We're going to do a one-on-one like we did right now. So hopefully that goes down as planned. That should happen next week. And after that, I don't know. I go plan week by week. But I just want to thank everyone for listening. And Ted, thank you, dude.
Get that John Jacobson on here.
I love John. Yeah, I'll just let him host, though. He's like, 5, 4, 3, 2.
This show's fucking stupid. Why am I on this stupid shit?
just be making fun of me. John seems like a cool dude. John seems like a very happening dude. Lots of energy. But, good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
Good night. For Krampus. I mean, it's already out, but I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I could have seen that free like 2 weeks ago and I didn't go because I thought it'd be impossible to get into. And then people I know went were like, no, everybody got in.
Oh, okay, like, cool. You got a lot of those the premiere shit things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We're gonna use that. Have you heard Horribly Awkward?
I heard the episode Matt was on.
Okay, so we'll do like a little skit, a little improv skit in the beginning. We're gonna use what you're talking about right now as a skit and then we'll roll with it. So let's get warmed up. Howdy doody. Okay. Focus. 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 Okay. You ready? Okay. Oh, my mind's not clicking right now. It's just like it's there, but it's not like working. You just gotta get started talking. Hey, Ted.
Sir?
Dude, you have the tickets, right? I know it's the premiere for Star Wars, but you have the tickets for to get in for free?
Not to get in for free, but I have tickets for the Thursday night preview night, but I don't get to go for free.
But why are we standing in this line to see the movie for free? I don't understand. You're confusing me, dude. Did you bring me here to what? What do you got? You're not gonna do stuff, right? Are you gonna violate me?
This is Hollywood, and we're on the Walk of Fame. And as anybody that's been to Hollywood knows, it's a dirty, smelly, stinky, seedy place. So what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. We're standing in a line. You have these tickets. But, you know, now that I look at the tickets, they are printed off your computer. They could be for anything. I mean, where is this line going? Matter of fact, wait a minute. Wait a second. This is not even a theater. This is going into a club. What kind of club is this, dude? Ted, I gotta go, dude. I gotta go because I don't trust you.
That hurts my feelings.
You shouldn't hurt your feelings.
Oh my god. I don't even know what to make of all this. But oh man. Star Wars. Oh, excited it. About Star Wars.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go, dude. Let's just go back. Let's just go back and record a podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I'm not an improv type of person.
It doesn't matter. What do you mean? What are you talking about improv? What do you mean? Well, hold on. Let's just go back and record this.
I see why this is called the Horribly Awkward Podcast now.
Oh, stop touching me. That's crazy. Stop it. Okay, let's go back. But I'm going to put a divider between us, and we're going to set up some mics, and we're going to talk. You know, this is going to be like the battleship.
We're actually going to put up some lawn chairs right here on the Walk of Fame, and do a podcast. Maybe Superman will walk by.
Yeah, hold it. Let's sit over. Wow, Kristen Wiig has a star. Oh, man, I love Kristen Wiig. I'm sitting right on Kristen Wiig's name. You sit right there on Michael Jackson's name, and let's do this. You ready?
They give everybody a star on the Walk of Fame, and you don't have to do much to earn. I think you could get a star. You have a podcast. I think they'd give you a star.
Oh, a Tedekin name. Tedekin. Oh, shit. Tedekin star. You sit on Tedekin,
I get a star?
Yes, you sit on Tedekin, and I will sit on Eminem, and let's go. Let's get started. You ready to get horribly awkward?
I'm pretty sure we already have.
Let's go. All right. Scene.